Sports Podcast, your daily fix for everything from the world of sports on First Post.
Hello and welcome to Spotcast, a sports update on First Post. Today is the 24th of April 2019. Happy birthday to Sachin Tendulkar. My name is Rakesh Sharma. Let's get to the news. In IPL news, Shane Watson brought back memories of last year's IPL final with a blazing knock that all but ensured a playoff berth for Chennai Super Kings as they defeated Sunrisers Hyderabad by 6 wickets in a home game on Tuesday. On a vastly improved Chepauk pitch, Watson began his innings steadily as CSK made a cautious start, then switched gears to finish with 96 runs from 53 balls. A 77-run stand between Watson and Suresh Raina, who made 38, created the platform, and the former Australia all-rounder single-handedly decimated the Sunrisers attack. CSK stuttered a bit towards the finish but recovered to win in the final over. Even Rashid Khan was not spared as CSK scored 44 runs of his 4 overs. Skipper Bhuvaneshwar Kumar was the best of Hyderabad's bowlers, conceding just 18 runs from his 4 overs and eventually scalping Watson in the 18th over. Batting first, Sunrisers Hyderabad lost Johnny Bairstow in just the second over. Coming in at number 3, Manish Pandey made the most of his opportunity on Tuesday as he made 83 from 49 balls. He hit 3 sixes and 7 boundaries. At the other end, it was business as usual for David Warner, who scored yet another half century. His 57 runs of 45 balls included 2 sixes and 3 boundaries. Pandey and Warner added 115 runs for the second wicket to lay the foundation for a decent score on what was the best batting track this season at CSK's home ground. When Warner fell in the 14th over, SRH for 120 for 2, CSK's bowlers then pulled things back, giving away just 55 runs in the next 6.3 overs. With last night's win, CSK reached the cut-off limit of 16 points needed for a playoff berth. Indian women's cricket stars Mithali Raj, Harmanpreet Kaur and Smriti Mandhana will be the 3 competing teams in the women's T20 exhibition matches that will be held before the IPL final. It is being speculated that overseas players from almost half a dozen countries will take part in the T20 matches. These exhibition matches are an attempt by BCCI to test the popularity of women's T20 in the country. ESPN Cricinfo reported that Jaipur will host all 4 T20 exhibition matches on the sidelines of the IPL playoffs. The round-robin matches will be played on the 6th, 8th and 9th of May before the finals on the 11th of May. Last year saw 2 teams, Supernovas and Trailblazers, face each other in a one-off T20 exhibition match, and the game ended up as a last ball thriller. The match was broadcast live and was played before qualifier 1 of the men's IPL at the Wankhede Stadium in Mumbai. However, the ground was empty as fans did not turn up for the match, probably because it was played in the afternoon. This time around, there'll be 3 teams, Supernovas, Trailblazers and Velocity. The 4 matches might be telecast live this year as well, as the cricket board is set to finalise the timings of the matches after consultation with the broadcasters. In news coming in from the Asian Wrestling Championships 2019, world number 1 Bajrang Punia logged 10 points in a row in the gold medal bout to reclaim his Asian Championship crown, while Praveen Rana settled for silver as India ended the first day with 3 medals. Punia defeated Kazakhstan Sayatbek Okasov 12-7 in a nail-biting 65kg men's freestyle match. The CWG and Asian Games champion, that is Commonwealth and Asian Games champion, was trailing 2-7 with just 60 seconds to go for the final bell, but the unperturbed Indian produced 3 gut-wrench moves and an exposure move to take 8 points after he began the attack with a 2-point takedown. The Kaska was visibly tired, while Bajrang displayed immense stamina and intelligence under pressure to emerge the winner. Yesterday's goal was Bajrang's 2nd at the championship following the win in 2017. Overall, it was the 5th medal for the Indian in this tournament. With Tuesday's performance, Bajrang, who conceded just 1 point en route to the final, yet again sounded a warning to his opponents that he will be a strong medal contender at the 2020 Tokyo Olympics. Meanwhile, Praveen Rana won his first big medal in 7 years, though he missed out on the top prize. Praveen, who claimed bronze in this championship in 2012, lost the 79kg gold medal bout 0-3 to 2017 World Championship bronze medalist Bahman Mohammad Temuri of Iran. Earlier, he had won a close 3-2 semi-final against Kazakhstan's Galimzehan Usarbayev. Asian Games gold medalist and defending champion Swapna Barman clinched a silver medal in women's heptathlon, while medal contender Jinson Johnson pulled out of the men's 1,500-meter race on the 3rd day of the Asian Athletics Championships on Tuesday. 22-year-old Barman logged 5,993 aggregate points from 7 events to finish 2nd behind Ekaterina Voronina of Uzbekistan, who scored 6,198 points. Purnima Hembram, the other Indian in the fray, finished 5th with 5,528 points. Barman's aggregate on Tuesday was more than 5,942 points, which she logged while winning the gold in the last edition in 2017, but was less than the 6,026 that she accumulated in the 2018 Asian Games. With her silver medal, India's medal tally stands at 2 golds, 4 silvers and 5 bronze medals. Earlier in the day, Jinson Johnson pulled out of the 1,500-meter race due to an injury just hours before the round 1 heats. Deputy Chief Coach Radhakrishnan Nair went on to say, and I quote, his left calf muscle is troubling him at the moment. Doctors have advised him not to compete in such a situation, unquote. Johnson, who holds national records in 800 metres and 1,500 metres, also chose not to compete in the 800 metre final race on Monday.
Spotcast, your daily fix for everything from the world of sports on First Post.